Well, this is awards season. Music has the Grammys, movies have the Oscars, Broadway has the Tony Awards, and now artists in Northwest Minnesota have awards of their own, too. Here to tell us about that is Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Director Mara Whitman from Warren. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
So tell us about this exciting awards program that you have coming up.
Sure. We've been giving two awards for many years, one for the Northwest Minnesota Artist of the Year, and that can be an emerging artist, or it can be someone that's been working for a little while in their arts discipline. And by artist, I mean all the disciplines. So I mean visual artists as well as photographers or media artists in film or video. And then we have, of course, our performing artists, which are musicians, actors, dancers, and literary artists, some writers of our area. So anyone can be nominated for the Artist of the Year Award, and that is a $500 award, and we also give out public recognition at our artist reception, and we have a small keepsake award that we give. So that's kind of a fun, every year we give that for the last, maybe about 8 years now we've been doing that award. And then we have our Northwest Arts Advocate Award, again, a $500 cash award, and that is given to an individual in our area that does quite a bit with just promoting the arts in their community or in their school or organizing artistic activity. So that individual, again, receives the public recognition, a cash award of $500, and then a keepsake award. So we have those two that are at that level. And then if there's someone who's really been active for a lifetime in their arts discipline, they've just been doing lots of activity as an artist in our area, and maybe they're at the end of their career where they're just getting a little bit older, they might be a great candidate for our Lifetime Achievement Award called Northwest Star. And we started this last year, and it's a large cash award that the McKnight Foundation out of the Twin Cities wants us to give in our area. It's Mark, it's actually a $5,000 cash award, so it's pretty amazing that way. And the artist can do really whatever they want. Many times they still have something within their own arts discipline that they've always wanted to do, so they can take advantage of this funding to do that. Or they can just, kind of pay themselves in a way for all the years of activity they've been doing that hasn't reaped a great cash reward from it. So,
wow, what a great capstone to a career spent in the arts. And I love that idea of having a project that somebody has always wanted to do and just never being able to have the resources to do it. And then finally, they're all of a sudden able to do that.
Yes, I think it just could really be a boost. And then we do, at our artist reception, we just give them a really nice public reception and, talk about their lifetime of achievement. And I think even that feel-good reception is great for these people that have been so active in our area in the arts. So I really enjoy that. And that kind of piggybacks on the other thing I wanted to talk about today, which is the fact that we do have our Northwest Minnesota Art Exhibit coming up. So both the awards that I just spoke about and our Northwest Art Exhibit have an end of February deadline. So if visual artists would like to enter a piece into our show, they need to fill out the entry form and return it to me by February 28th. Or if someone wants to nominate an individual for any of those three awards, they need to nominate them by February 28th. So that's coming up just around the corner, that date.
Now, the awards go out to artists in counties in Northwest Minnesota specifically, correct?
Yes, you need to be a resident of our seven counties. So our service area is Kitson County, Roseau across the top, Marshall, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Norman. So we have this little pocket of seven counties here in Northwest Minnesota. And if anyone has any, question about that, they can always contact me or look to our website for, more information. And the nomination form and the entry form for the exhibit are on our website, or they can contact me to get a form. Our website address is our name, which is NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.org, and my email is my name, Mara, at nwrdc.org, And the direct phone number, if that's hard to write down, is 718-745-9111. So,
if there's someone listening right now, and if you know a talented artist worthy of recognition in Kitson, Marshall, Norman, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Roseau, be sure to contact Mara at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council before February 28th. That date will be upon us very soon, and then the recognition is April 27th. And do the winners know ahead of time so that they'll be sure to be there at the reception?
They do. What we do is we go through all the candidates, and a panel looks through those nominations and picks the people that will be chosen for the three awards. And we don't always give three awards. I should say that, too. We only give three if there's three people that really fit the criteria. So sometimes we, for instance, don't have someone for Northwest Star, maybe, you know, like that lifetime achievement style of person come through, and we'll just wait then. You know, we won't give an award that year. But if we have good candidates, then I let them know, as well as the individual that nominated them, and usually there's kind of a group of individuals that nominate a person. So I'll let those people know to kind of drum up attendance at the April 27th. That's when this year the artist reception will be. And it'll be where our exhibit is, which is in Middle River this year at their community center, and the reception will be at the American Legion. So we'll be doing our celebration in Middle River on Sunday, April 27th.
And does that location change from year to year?
It does. We move it every year. We've only repeated, I believe, one location. We've only been in one community twice. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. I think we're in our 13th year, Mark, now. So, yeah, so it'll be one more year, and this year it'll be in Middle River. And who knows, next year I don't have a community in the queue yet. So if any community listening is interested in hosting next spring our 2015 exhibit, I'm looking for who that might be right now, too.
Well, is there anything else we should know about in the world of arts in Northwest Minnesota?
You know, just a little plug for our gallery in East Grand Forks. We do have an exhibit going at the Riverwalk Artist Shop and Gallery, right in the movie theater mall where the River Cinema is. And the show that's up right now is a group of landscape photography by Lauren Youngren of Hallock. So Lauren's work is a real nice show to go check out when you're in that area. And then, of course, the shop has great things to buy if you're looking for gift ideas. And we also have a reception on Thursday this week in 2 days for Lauren, and just kind of like a Valentine holiday sale is going on in the evening at the Riverwalk Gallery. So that's a good time to go to the gallery and check out the exhibit.
And that's at the Riverwalk Mall in East Grand Forks.
Yes, it is. And I know the artists on Main up in Roseau, they have a sale going on right now related to Valentine's Day also, because it's kind of a nice day to buy a gift for a locally made art gift for someone that you love. So, yep.
Something a little bit more thoughtful and unique than just the usual flowers and box of chocolates.
It can be, yes. Definitely.
That's Mara Whitman. She is the director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council in Warren.